It's 8:45 on the clock. We'll call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. We'll start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, at 8:32 on the clock, we will call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall.
The agenda
attendance
presented.
By observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman,
second.
Dorn, Lytle,
motion
Byers,
by Byers
and second by Tiemann. Consent agenda. Vote. Number one, general agenda.
6-0 in
number
favor.
Two, approve minutes of the meeting held February 14th.
A motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Number three, approve all claims through February 28th, 2018, in the amount of $477,779.40. Approve and place on file.
6-0 in favor.
Receive comments from approve the public and request for future
number
agenda
1091
for Diller Telephone.
Don't.
Seeing boring and plowing in 3 3/4 mile fiber line, 5 foot to 10 foot deep on private property along county right away.
Now we even scared the media.
3 inch diameter,
five foot
deep either county and township roads. Cable will be encased in inch and a quarter smooth wall pipe to provide service to residents along the 3 3/4 miles.
I bet you'd be coming in limping a little bit.
At the end of the mile, at the end of the board inside of the county right away. Project will start at the west EWF road and go north on east side of road for 3 3/4 miles. Located in the northwest, southwest, 1/4 section 18, 7 and 6, township 2 north, range 6 east, Sicily. In the northeast, 1/4 section 12, northeast and southeast, 4th section 1, township 2 north, range 5 east of Elm.
There are several people sitting here that would like to see their properties reduced and used.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Any discussion?
I've got some residential that's valued at double its value.
7-0 in favor.
I'll buy it.
I will sell it.
Comments from the public on requests for future agenda items.
I want to sell that one. That one's not mine.
Now, residential.
Seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Roll north.
Dave?
So, ag land, I didn't raise ag land this year, so it's all being
we just talked
by the department right now.
Briefly
we
about
need to borrow a few cells, and I think I talked about, I can't remember what
new phone system for the courthouse and county offices
and
improved internet service. I also brought up replacing the old floodlights that we have now with new LED lights. That would save up to 70% in electrical costs over time. And there is an electrical rebate. I need to find out how much that would be.
There's a lot of tax things going on.
And the other thing would be the bids for the demolition of the house at 609 Washington Street. We talked about whether we should leave the water
tap
there or not. I did talk
to
the city. They said we can actually leave it there for 5 years.
Right no more. Just reading a paper.
They don't charge for an inspection or anything. And then that fifth year, they would send out a letter
asking
us if we want to remove it or not at that time.
Good probability that they'll get enough.
So
signatures to have that on the ballot,
the
and then Breezy's and the governor's.
Thank you.
I don't know either one of those will make it out for sure.
I know we talked
there'll
about
be a combination of them or what.
I just don't want to leave it.
Yeah, it's hard.
It might amount something to get it on the agenda later, but I don't look for anything. I was asked yesterday to sign that petition for they need the 85,000 signatures
by July or something. But that's why I wanted the discussion today. Because if we're going to
other than that, I don't know
make a proposal or are we going
to
go with a Winstreet proposal or
it's hard to say whether they will or not,
whether they'll get something done.
Last time
I'm pretty sure they'll get a couple
of
committees and get them on the floor
kind of
for at least a debate out there.
This time.
Then it'll be interesting to see.
Yes.
They'll get something out on the floor.
For my,
I don't know.
My part, I want to have proposals
what
for both of them. The reason I say that this time is because
they all want to
we've got a little better understanding.
They don't have any way of funding it.
And having Joe on board with being more of a help to us in our IT part,
but
having Joe available to be here to ask questions and answer questions.
I usually just call Lionel and
we listen to both firms
I need to know.
And see what they have to offer before we can move one way or the other.
I think
well,
we asked for requests for proposals in 2 weeks. and place it on the agenda. Right.
Anything else for the good of the order?
If they, whoever wants to come to do it.
Anything else, Patty? Or yeah.
Correct. Well, counselor.
Awful quiet from his desk.
I think the other thing, and that's just a thought. I don't know. I don't know how much.
Don't have anything
have
either.
Information I don't really, from the yeah, firm. Not unless somebody has any questions.
It may take a little while for you to kind of look at the time proposals and develop your questions so that when you have an interchange value, with the
homesteads, personal property schedules coming
Windstream and Diode, you can have a
the homesteads coming in at a pretty decent rate. I mean, the renewals, whatever. I think if we had proposals coming in, we can then have them here for discussion, but then we wouldn't approve or move forward with anything for at least another 2 weeks, because if not, we'll adjourn at 8:38 on the clock. Visit with some people like Joe from MIPS and different things. But I think if possible, if in 2 weeks they could both be here with a proposal, that would be, sounds like the way direction maybe we want to go. Because we know our phone system is way antiquated.
Right. And that's where we kind of ran into a snag last time was whether it would be the voice over IP or something else. If it were going to stay with the same bid for, or the same proposal for both to bid on the exact same, or are they going to offer what they have?
So your question is, should we decide on what type of phone system we want before we get proposals for them?
I'm saying, yeah, that was this kind of the snag last time, and the first time when Windstream came down, they did have actually a proposal for us, and then they discussed other options too, and there are so many different types of options that each one could.
Well, even because when they came down Monday and they gave us some information on different options out there, and it pretty much it's going to be what we're going to decide. Do we want to spend this much money to have that available? I mean, because we can, we can go different stages. So, Gary,
do you think maybe it'd be wise for us to maybe back off here just a hair? Have Joe come down and talk to each of the offices and see what it is that we're wanting in the courthouse. And then maybe once we know what we want, we could ask for proposals.
MIPS.
Dave?
I know it gets complicated with it. It's more than just the phone system. It seems like, it's how we work with the Internet.
So yeah, because in that respect, what Gary just said, I don't know if we're ready for any proposals yet. We maybe need to make a little bit more determination what direction we want to kind of, or how involved. I don't know.
We just want to make sure we don't want to keep putting it off again.
Right. That's why
get anything done.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, Eric.
The thing that makes me wonder if we go to every office, I think that's a good idea. It's just everybody's going to want something different, and they're going to give us the same general package with these options that different offices could take. If I remember right, Diode was only voice over IP. That was their only option. That's what they could do.
That's what they proposed the first time.
But I would almost just steer them towards, with Joe reviewing it, have them put proposals in and see what they come up with. If we don't like it, or if there's something that we want changed, then it's tough. I'm looking at it from an outside vendor to come in and bid something. You're going to have to come in and just say, this is what we have, this is what looks good, this is what we can do, because everyone's going to have something different that they want. Well, if you build all that into a bid, it's going to be an expensive package, where if we kind of get the generic one in, see who's going to be the most efficient, and then if there are different spins off of it that Joe recommends, or he may say, I don't like these, we need to completely change the direction we're going. That'd be my thought.
So what you're thinking, or that comment is, basically have them each make a proposal, then we review things with Joe and see if that's going to fit what we need.
But I think that's really important. That's something we didn't do before. But, having Joe review.
Especially have MIPS, because MIPS is our provider here.
Some
IT.
Some of them.
Well, some of them. I should say some of them.
There's some black sheep.
I cautioned like last time. Anytime you got a vendor that you think is going to be your advisor, watch out. And I'm not saying anything against them, but that's the case we all have to watch. Is if, when I go and look at things and it's got a label on it and they sell it, guess what? My specs are going to look a lot like their product. And again, I don't know anything about it. I'm just you know, it's always nice to have somebody that's impartial.
Well, Joe's on the outside. With Joe being with MIPS, he doesn't represent either of these companies, so he doesn't sell any of their product. He doesn't, you know, work with either of them directly. But
we need to make sure that whatever proposal worked with the other systems that we have in our courthouse also, you know.
Well, I don't think, that would be a simple question. Like I said, whatever you're looking at, I would just call who I use and say, are we okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said, my stuff is pretty simple coming over the internet, but I know, like, with Gus, you know, we've got stuff that's coming over the internet that we have to be very careful with as far as confidentiality. And that'd be the only question I'd probably have. I mean, you could even go rotary dial for all I care.
Well, they talked about that some, too. If we increase, you know, if Windstream runs fiber in, then we'll have direct lines. We already have a direct line between here and the sheriff's department. They'd have fiber in, so then we'd be secured in our courthouse on all actual fiber network, if I understand right, or wired network. So inside we're completely safe, and then going out, I can't remember the acronyms, but VPN and there were secured lines where we could potentially increase our security by having everything would be encrypted with one company where it currently isn't. Just as part of their package because it's built into their firewalls. Some of there were some security increases, which were nice. But as they give a proposal, they're going to be able to speak on that better than any of us can.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you contact them, Dave, and see if in 2 weeks each of them can have a proposal, or you, Dave or Don, and see if they can. If that's something that's feasible for them. If not, we'll wait one more meeting or whatever.
Okay.
And see if they can. So that this time we just don't have them come forward and then 6 or 8 months later we have them come back and...
Right. And that would be nice to move forward with this. I know we have over at the sheriff's, I'm actually running a line from downstairs to upstairs just as a temporary fix because they do not have any circuits available for another zone.
Well, between you and Don, see if you can't get a hold of them. See if that isn't feasible for them to have a proposal in 2 weeks.
Okay. And with a proposal, that would be, if they ask for any specifications, do we say, you tell us what
they could with our dial knows, you know, they have an internet in here and stuff, but they know and if they're asking for specifications, make sure it has to be able to be compatible with MIPS and the other systems that we have in here. But then we're basically looking at a new phone system and how they want to handle that.
Okay.
Or somebody else have some other ideas or thoughts. Yeah.
They came up with proposals before. I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure they can too.
It's probably old hat for them to come into a building and say, "This is what we can provide you."
Yeah. The thing that I didn't know for sure though is that the last time they did both bid the voice over IP, and then the last time when Windstream came down, it was different than that.
Yeah.
So. What do we ballpark figure? What do we even? I can't remember the cost.
Don't know.
You have no idea.
Not now, not on this new one, because they haven't put out any dollars. Because
roughly, it was last time it was 20.
Well, there was
25, wasn't it?
50,
it was 40 something, wasn't it?
I don't know, because it was a lease program, and then we had to get rid of all these OPX lines, and we didn't have a number on those OPX lines, so it was up in the air because we had probation and we had Blue Rivers, and so those OPX lines are expensive.
And that's what we were told earlier was hopefully if it is like a lease program that we wouldn't notice an increase in our bills because all the OPX lines would be out of service.
It was Diodes might have been your figure might have been Diode because Windstream was more proposing a 5-year lease and a monthly payment.
Right.
That's right.
You may just ask them to give you proposals. There might be IP on both of them. Windstream may have another one, but have them propose what they think would be best for us, knowing that we're going to be looking at the dollars on it too. And if they have a couple presentations, we'll take both on the same company.
No.
Okay.
I'd say we're open to almost anything. Especially now.
You know how I like talking about phone stuff.
We need some radios, too, for inner courthouse, Dave.
Okay.
If you can work on an antenna.
I'm trying to take this off of Dave's plate, not add to it.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Anything else for Billings around? Thank you, Dave.
Myron. I'll be back at 9:45.
Just so everybody, because I know Matt wasn't here
right.
Monday, just so everybody, and Roger wasn't also, part of the discussion, and it kind of came up there, Don provided a contract or an agreement with MIPS where the county several years back agreed to use MIPS as their IT consultant, and they're kind of in charge of everything that comes into the courthouse. So if we have outside contractors that come in to work on our stuff, they need to contact MIPS first so that we make sure that we're not having any types of security breaches or issues because of a system that MIPS is taking care of in the courthouse and how everything feeds into it. So that's what I guess I didn't realize, that they were our IT. I didn't think we had IT in the county, but we actually do.
That's quite frankly why I went with Joe Blackburn.
Well,
I've always known Joe, and I've trusted him through my private practice. He's never had a problem.
Yep.
And
we
got to call MIPS before I have him come up.
Joe just needs to make sure that he talks to MIPS before he does anything going into the system.
MIPS is the one that screwed us up a few years ago. Yeah. So.
I had this conversation with Joe Blackburn several years back.
I know. Well, and Joe doesn't have. I've talked to him here because I've had him do some password changes and stuff with a new attorny.
I talked to Joe about
doesn't have any problem with.
I talked about Joe about being the IT, taking on the IT person role here for the county, and he didn't have the ability to do it. He's got the ability, just not the time or the people.
Yeah. Doesn't have the capacity.
Yeah. So I guess this. For me, this changes kind of what we do in the courthouse a little bit, just because we were pretty much, in my mind anyway, we were pretty much to where we were going to have to hire somebody as an IT person, or we were going to have to contract with somebody. But if we've already got MIPS kind of contracted, we got somebody that when we have these IT discussions, they need to be here.
They need to be here.
And they need to be here to represent us and ask questions and all that stuff. And, really we haven't been utilizing that where we did have that resource we could have been using the last couple years. So I guess that does change things a little bit for me. But I am like Roger. They are a contractor also.
Yes.
And we do need to keep that in mind when we set up things for bids and everything else because, they do come up against Diode at times and they do come up against some of these other people at times. They don't ever come up against Windstream. So, it's something that we need to keep in mind is that when we're working with them people, we need to make sure. Yeah, yeah. Those yesterday, now you want me to say them? Make up your mind.
No. Those people.
But, yeah, we need to keep that in mind also. But, anyway, that was kind of what came up on Monday that
I think. Yeah.
For sure.
Equalization. Nothing. Finance, insurance.
Byron, we have a rare one today. We have one claim over $10,000. One claim only. Two, Midwest Service and Sales for Bridge Plank for $18,976.32. All I got.
Couldn't haul rock or gravel, probably, and stuff. So
Jurgis must have been out of town. There's not even a claim to Johnny's Welding.
Is the township gravel done? Are we down to that one last township? It is done. So it's done before the bids even go out?
Yep.
That away.
That's a rare one, too.
That's a rare one,
too. You always ask the boss over here. You don't ask Galen.
That's true.
Yeah. Yep.
Human Resource Employee Relations.
I guess nothing.
Law enforcement, emergency management.
Okay, as far as law enforcement goes, Gus did buy a couple of those used vehicles with 100,000 miles on them. I think from what he said Monday, I believe he's planning on using one as a school car, and I don't remember what he said he was going to do with the other one. Oh, chief deputy, because that vehicle, that old Durango is kind of getting tired and worn out, and Doug didn't look very good in it anymore, I guess. So,
a bike.
Yeah. The other thing that Doug had asked me last week when I was on the radio about the construction roll-off that was sitting out here and what was going on there. Gus is in the process of cleaning out some of the old junk and stuff that they have in that garage and in the facility over there, trying to get himself prepared for moving some stuff into the bus stop once that's prepared, and also to be ready for construction to start to get that garage area turned into office space and get moving with that project. So that's what's going on there. So just thought, being as Doug was asking, I figured there wasn't a whole lot of people that knew, so figured probably better to get that out there. That's all I had.
Well, emergency management, Lisa said that the tower there south of Wymore, they've got the agreements back with Horvat, and everything there is, whenever the weather starts, we'll start doing, so we get the little building or what we need to get constructed for the equipment and stuff, and everything's a go to put the equipment up on that tower. So that will be going forward in the next couple months.
Which we should be able to finally get a timeline pinned down as far as getting that equipment moved there and then taking care of that Blue Springs tower.
Yep. And everything. So
we can put that project to rest.
Yes. John's going to be there taking pictures when that tower comes down, right? So just stand far enough away.
All right. Yeah. All right.
if it was Terry taking it down, don't go watch.
Get a long ways away then.
These guys from Zephyr, they know what they're doing. Yeah. So, Road and Bridge.
Yes, Myron. We spoke about LB 1602, the resolution we'll be signing. It's in the agenda coming up, so we'll talk about most of that then. Of course, we have rock and gravel bids today to open. This will be for the full year, and fuel bids to open up. Adams Northwest Bridge is scheduled for letting March 29th of 2018. The project supposedly is supposed to be done this year, and the county, weather permitting, will be removing trees in the right-of-way and netting the bridge for birds. Galen is arranging a safety and training meeting for grader operators June 5th, 6th, and 7th time frame in there sometime. This is also open to all township operators. I think it'll be a good thing to go to for this training services. So he'll be in touch with all the townships and maybe mention it tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the Township Association meeting at 7 o'clock out at the Extension office. Galen, I think Friday, we'll be sending some more trucks to replenish our salt. Hopefully we won't need it. And last but not least, John did not mention the Holmesville Bridge at this meeting.
I missed it one meeting, but it probably won't happen again.
But that's why I put it in on here, John, because you didn't mention it. We have to keep talking about it. So
we can have that discussion now, John. I'll have it. About the blacktop there, too. Yeah.
And I do have one thing to say about the Holmesville blacktop.
Of course you do.
Eric, at the last meeting, had said he'd driven the Holmesville blacktop and the Pickerel blacktop. And Pickerel was rougher than Holmesville. But what he didn't say was he was driving a loaded truck and pup, which fit in the grooves on the Holmesville Road, and it's fine. But for everybody else, it's not.
Gary?
To John's comment, I've driven both, and it hasn't been real recent, but in, you know, 5 or 6 months ago. And I can tell you that both of them need help. Both of them are in bad shape.
They do both need help, and they're not going to go that long before they're going to get in a lot worse shape.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Correct.
One thing from Monday, Galen, you discussed having a flagger school or something this week, or maybe it was already had.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Don't we hire part-time flaggers for the summer that do the flagging or a lot of the flagging?
Out there on the asphalt, yes.
Yeah, so if we're doing the flagger school now, are we getting them people covered, or how do we train those? How do we train those people?
Well, we never know who we're going to get. It's because it's a part-time. We